All right, we're going to jump right in.
All right.
All right. I'm Garrett with Ruckus Media here. I got my co-pilot, Kathleen, with Downtown Main Street. We got a new podcast out. We're really excited about doing this. Our podcast is called Downtown Dialogues, where we're going to explore downtown lacrosse and everything that it has to offer, have some drinks, have some fun with it, and go from there with it. So to kick things off, tell me what DMI is, because I think a lot of people are still no clue what that means or what that stands for, and what's your role there, and you know, what do you guys do?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do so many things. So my role there is the community engagement director, but what that also means is just everything. We are a nonprofit that serves the downtown. We're accredited by National Main Street. So you'll find these Main Street nonprofits throughout the country. But we're essentially where lacrosse's Main Street program, and we help with the beautification and the economic vitality and basically just getting bodies down here and seeing how amazing this place is.
Plus fun events.
Tons of great
events. Of fun events. So if you can see us on the video, we are on the patio of Dublin Square, which, of course, near and dear to my heart, as I'm a part of the Dublin Square family as well. We just wanted to enjoy the nice weather and have some drinks on a Friday afternoon, really. This is our way to do it. So with that being said, what does a DMI growth look like? What does the next 12, 18 months look like? So people can continue to listen to this podcast and know what to expect and what opportunities if they aren't involved with this, and how can they get involved?
Yeah, whether you are thinking about coming and visiting downtown lacrosse, or you live here, or you have a business here, you benefit in some way or another from having like a downtown area. And I think in the next year or two, I see this downtown becoming much more vibrant, collaborating with new artists, and just more murals, more pollinators for the visual, even just like general facades of buildings. I see that, but I also see us having so many more community events, more inclusive events, and also incorporating more of the cultures that we have here. I would just love to see us embrace just so many different things down here. But yeah, I think you're going to see growth in many different areas. I mean, you are on our promotions committee, which is awesome. So you'll hear a lot from both myself and you. We are very involved in the events now taking place downtown. So yeah, I just see even more fun events, maybe some street closures and get some fun dance nights and some cool, we talk about it a lot, making it like a little lacrosse Epcot. So some cool dining experiences, and yeah.
For sure. So what would you tell people when they think of lacrosse and downtown lacrosse specifically, being a college town full of bars and restaurants? Kind of has that nostalgia of it's just a drinking town.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you're famous for having the most bars per capita on a street, people don't normally think anything else about that. But I've been here through college years and professional years, and now having kids and whatnot. And so yes, when many people think lacrosse, they think college town and drinking and all that stuff. But oh my gosh, there's so much more to it. You'd think that, but come down for a day and you'd be blown away.
Pretty artistic town too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of cool shops, a lot of people that have that artistic side, that have great storefronts here downtown. That
beautiful storefronts.
Yeah.
This is a very walkable downtown, so you can come just hang out, go get lunch, go shop, go to any events or the farmer's market. I mean, you can walk the whole span of it within a couple hours.
I would also say a foodie town.
So yes.
Tell me, and hopefully we'll get to some of these hot spots with the next couple episodes, but tell me some of your faves downtown.
Oh boy. Okay. So I do like to, obviously, we love Dublin. We've hosted some amazing events here. I Dublin's very nostalgic for me. I remember when I was younger doing like breakfast shots and all those fun things. So this is just a nostalgic place for me. I do love me some Pizzeria Dolorosa.
I've still not had, and I hear amazing. I know.
We're going to do one of our next episodes
okay.
over there.
I'm in.
Especially on sandwich day. On Thursdays, they have this sandwich day and they create the coolest sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell out in like an hour. Yeah, so you have to, it starts at 10:30. You have to get there by 11:30.
Don't they drop it like on social media?
Yep, the night
and,
before.
Like, here's what we're serving. Yep.
And if you do not get in there before 11:30, you likely will not get a sandwich.
See, that's badass.
I know, right? So even just, oh my gosh, that. And then you think of Love Child. More of a decadent night out. And I mean, they're between each like course, they're just, wiping the breadcrumbs off your table. And you're like, okay, this is something I could get used to.
So you can
tonight.
Go from somewhere where there's stuff all over the floor in your favorite dive bar to they're cleaning off the breadcrumbs.
Absolutely.
Clean.
And you can do that all in the same day.
Right. That's a great day.
It is a great day. What are some places that you like?
Oh, man. The staple here being, Buzzard Billy's.
Oh.
I'm a pasta freak, so having some of that Cajun pasta. I'm a sucker. I know this isn't a restaurant, but I'm a sucker for Finati's and chocolate.
Yeah.
And everything they have to offer. They've also saved me on a lot of birthdays and Mother's Day ideas.
Lori's got you covered.
Okay. Yeah, she always has me covered, so... that's kind of my thing. But, there's still a lot to explore. Everything really changes quite a bit down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It feels like every year there's something new or a new boutique that's offering stuff that you'd get in California or Miami or whatever that may be. So there's always something new to explore down here.
Oh, I definitely take on clothes are my thing. I love clothes so much. And so what I try to do every day downtown as someone who represents a large portion of downtown and whatnot, I try to always incorporate outfits from downtown. And oh my gosh, I want to say we're really fortunate to have all the amazing clothing stores we do down here.
Mm-hmm. Do they give it to you for free just to promote?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsor me. No, I would love that. If anyone wants to sponsor me, I'd like it. No, just over the years, shopping at Touch of Class and Willow and Dale's and all these places, you just kind of curate like a closet. And that feeds into that. When you're shopping local and shopping small and going to these places and supporting them, yes, I could find very similar things on Nordstrom or, whatever. But A, I got it locally. B, I know the person who was helping me pick it out. And I can still walk into these stores and Dale will be like, hey, I've got your size and a couple things that just hit the sale rack. Like, where do you have that?
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So what do you think are some opportunities? And again, this is really an intro to our downtown dialogues as we dive further in the next few episodes and hopefully start recording at some particular places downtown. What are some opportunities as far as growth that you think needs to come to La Crosse or that you see as a vision that DMI and everything that we do would help bring to the table?
Gosh, if I'm looking for areas where I think that we have some needs, selfishly, we need a donut shop somewhere down here, like
didn't
a really bomb donut shop. It's so hard to say. We have so many amazing different like cuisines down here and very different styles of boutiques and shops. I don't really know necessarily something that I could say we need to get down here. I just think that if more people got down here and saw the amazing things. Yeah, we're just going to keep continuing to grow and continuing to make things better and brighter and more inclusive and fun. Just got to get down here.
Sounds like you've been thinking about that donut shop for a while.
I have been thinking. I think about that donut shop most mornings when I get my coffee and
that's
I'm like,
a great
wow,
call.
A donut would be good.
Bakery down here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Some like maple donuts, maple bacon.
Love maple bacon.
Yeah.
So. A lot of that too is an older demographic as far as shops, boutiques, nights out, nice restaurants. What about the younger crowd down here, that nightlife that we talked about? We're known for the bars and all the places that you can grab drinks at. What makes La Crosse a little unique for that younger demographic?
Ooh, yeah. Gosh, well, there's a lot to choose from, first and foremost. You can never say you don't have somewhere to go at night.
Everyone seems like they have their spot.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Like, for example, casino always had their weight Russians. And it was like, you just knew, like, that's what I'm feeling tonight. That's what I'm going to go do. Or go over to Cristo's Tavern and get some bomb cocktails. Or you can go have a night out. Stop at whatever bars are down. I remember it being like Coconut Joe's and all those things.
Way
and
back in the day, yeah.
Yes, that was the nightlife. But I think for the younger crowd, A, there's so many things to get involved in downtown. And whether you're just going down to like do your homework at a coffee shop or get involved in your community, there is always going to be something downtown that's accessible to you to find or do.
Can't forget about Riverside Park, too.
Riverside Park is a great free thing that you can come down and do. And in the summertime, every Thursday night, they have a free concert at the Band Shell. And it is like this sea of people. I have pictures from last year when I would go. It's packed. It's
always packed.
There's so many people. And it's just everyone coming together, and families, singles, whomever, any age, like infants to elderly, you are going to find people there just enjoying music together and having a good time. And that is one of the coolest things to witness in any area.
Yeah, I think we all, you know, being businesses downtown, we all want that vibe here. That's great for all of us. And we like to all share the wealth. I think there's, you know, what makes La Crosse a little different than some other downtown areas is how well we all work together. Again, we all want the same thing, and we all want to be successful and see this place busy as hell. So I think we're all kind of on the same page in how we attack that. We all never go against each other. No. One's doing a bar crawl and we're doing the event, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we let everyone have their hay and have fun with it. We all know we're going to be busy for it. So the biggest thing I think that I wanted to chat about DMI with is adding more members, right? Getting more people involved. We stay, you know, now being a part of it here for the last few months, we stay really busy about, you know, how do we bring all that to the table? What are some ways that people can get involved? You know, we have committees, things like that, events. What are some unique ways that people can dive in and have their voice heard?
Oh, absolutely. You can do anything from join a committee to coming down and volunteering for a cleanup day to, you don't even have to join a committee. If you're really passionate about an event that is already put on downtown or something that you'd love to see down here, you can get involved in those capacities too.
Yeah. So segue, perfect, because you're new to podcasts and you jumped right into that. Tell me about the events coming up.
Okay. So we have a couple. We have our happy hour, our last happy hour of this season, at Dublin Square on April 25th from 4:30 to 6.
No clue. I think I have you in my calendar, but
yeah, it's April 25th. But you can come on down if you want to get involved in something in La Crosse or learn more about what's going on. That's with our design committee, and that just works with all the fun projects like the planters you see down here and all the beautiful flowers and facades and just making this place a more walkable and vibrant area. So that's on April 25th, and you can always find that on our website as well with the events. We also have our first annual wine walk coming up, and this is
two of my
insane
favorite things.
Yes,
wine and walking.
Right, and probably women too, so three. So we have the May 17th from 4 to 7. We are completely sold out of VIP tickets. I haven't even...
A bunch of ballers in La Crosse.
For real. I didn't even state what the VIP ticket included. Sold out. No one cared.
Didn't care.
Literally no one cared. So the VIP tickets are sold out. But at this time, we do still have some general admission. So if you want to come down with some friends or by yourself and just explore some really awesome stops and food and drinks, that is going to be the event to get
drinking
to.
Plus shopping,
drinking and shopping,
it's
and mingling.
Yep,
that's all amazing. That's all you can ask
you'll
for.
Wake up the next day like, what is this new wardrobe?
Exactly.
I'm in.
And you'll feel like $1 million.
Yep.
So get down here, get your tickets on lacrossedowntown.com for the upcoming wine walk. It is, I mean, we have Waterfront, Shoebies, Charmont, People's Food Co-op, Fanati. It was so many different Sagra, so many different eateries and cuisines to try that are getting paired with wines downtown, and just some amazing stops. All of them. All St. Croix, Dale's, Pearl Street Books, Market. There's the list goes on. This is going to be such a fun event.
Well, I think there's a lot of places, too, that people haven't been at yet.
Absolutely.
Right. There's a lot of new places within that group there that people haven't stepped foot in. So this is your time to do it.
Yes.
Feel comfortable doing it, because a couple glasses of wine,
you'll be ready. You'll be ready for
throw
anything.
Me anywhere. Yep, I'm in. So
that'll be a fun night, and then it's done by 7. You can go out and enjoy some food, maybe a late dinner or early dinner if that's your thing, and some drinks, and just make it a whole evening. You can make it a whole weekend downtown. Go stay somewhere for the night.
Keep the walk going to the hotel.
A walk of shame the next evening.
With your bag of clothes that you just bought. I dig it. What other things do we have to look forward to as far as summer coming up on us? You know, that's the best time to be downtown La Crosse. What things are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm always looking forward to just getting ice cream at any point of time in the day that it's warm.
Yeah, no donut options.
But we can definitely get a lot of ice cream. I'm excited to be on the patios eating and being able to just socialize and build that community. I'm also excited for events like summer days. We have these really cool sidewalk sales that a lot of the stores do, and those formerly crazy days. So those are things to just keep on your radar to check out the dates for. Like I said, there's the Moon Tunes every Thursday night. I'm super excited and looking forward to that. We'll have Fourth Fridays down here. There's always going to be something. Second Saturday art shows. You can never say you're bored. There's so much to do down here during summer.
Yeah, when people are peeking out their window in January.
Oh,
like, yeah. Right? So now we're bringing all the events to you for the summer.
What's the first thing you're going to do on the warmest day?
Get on the river.
Which is actually the Saturday. Oh, right? Yeah.
Get on the river, enjoy some cocktails on a pontoon somewhere and do it that way. But you can never go wrong with that. But hell yeah, I want some ice cream too. That's my jam, the Pearl. Shout out to those guys.
Oh, for sure.
But man, dinner's on the patio downtown. Can't beat it.
The best.
People watching too. It's awesome.
It's not, you can't get better.
It's me going, did I look like that 10 years ago?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel better about myself that too. So, well, we're going to wrap this one up, but more to come. I'm really pumped about working with you and having some more of these and other businesses, so we can talk to those business owners and what downtown means to them and what they provide to the community. So be on the lookout for that. Yes. And we're going to keep this train rolling through the summer. Hopefully more patios.
Oh, for sure. A
couple more beverages involved with all of this.
Oh, and look for some behind the scenes stuff on La Crosse Downtown and Ruckus Media, because we'll
absolutely
have some stuff like that too.
We're going to have a ton of fun with this. So make sure you give our social pages a follow. Visit our websites. If you want to be involved in one of these podcasts, I'm willing to travel anywhere with some
hell
of
yeah.
Even if you aren't a member of Downtown Main Street, let's have fun with this and get the community involved. So we'll see you for the next episode. Kathleen, you're a baller. Thanks for doing this.
As
let's
are
have fun.
You.